This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You can just go ahead and chalk one up for old media, people. There was an article in the New York Times yesterday detailing the struggles of a woman working irregular hours at Starbucks, irregular like working late into the night and then starting at 4 the next morning. The company, in response to that article, says it will do better. Among other things, it's promised work hours will be posted a week ahead of time and that it will make its scheduling software more flexible. But Starbucks is far from the only company that uses workers when and only when it needs them. It's a widespread practice in retail, in hospitality, and in healthcare as well. Marketplace's Adrian Hill explains what's called just-in-time labor and why some companies are reconsidering it.
Employers don't want to pay employees to sit around. And more often, they don't. Computers, with all their fancy data and algorithms and software, and lack of human emotion, have helped companies produce schedules that ensure people only work when they are needed.
They look at ongoing trends. They look at what a store or, you know, a restaurant or whatever it is did last year at this hour.
Susan Lambert is a professor at the University of Chicago. She says these predictive programs then factor in specifics.
In Chicago, it might be whether there's going to be a Bears game or what the weather's likely to be.
And then spit out a work schedule that can be tweaked again depending on how busy a place gets.
I think it's all about cost cutting, really.
Peter Capelli is a professor of management at the Wharton School. He says to make it all work, some companies require employees to be on call 40 hours a week for part-time jobs.
Sometimes they make them show up. And you've got to commute and drive a fair bit, and then you discover whether or not they're going to need you, but they require that you show up.
All of which can make it very, very difficult to manage your life, to arrange daycare, go to school, work a second job. Joan C. Williams directs a Center for Work-Life Law at the University of California Hastings College of Law. She says there are companies out there starting to take these issues seriously. Right now, she's working with The Gap on a pilot program to stabilize schedules.
You want to be a high-road employer who employs low-wage workers. Just-in-time scheduling has begun to seem inconsistent.
Williams says the focus on cutting costs by matching labor supply and labor demand ignores the other costs of people quitting or not showing up because they can't balance their unpredictable work schedules with the rest of their lives. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.